WGN-TV Morning News anchor Larry Potash joins us now. Larry, thanks for slumming with us on radio for a few minutes. Before you tell us about your latest backstory program, I have a question for you.
Sure.
When I was doing morning TV, the first few years, I did all sorts of specials and sweep series. But then after a while, I thought, wait a minute, these early hours are brutal. Why am I killing myself with all this extra work? They're not even asking me to do it. So I got smart, I think, mm-hmm. and I just worried about doing the morning show and sleeping more. But not you. After all these years, you keep doing these specials, and I know how much extra work goes into that. What's wrong with you, Larry?
It's a ton of work. Well, the problem is you caught the golden years of TV, and I'm trying to limp to the finish line.
Is that what it is?
With corporate executives and, you know, looking to see who has a target on their back.
I see. Okay. The new season, the 13th of Backstory with Larry Potash, premieres this Sunday night on WGN-TV, and I'm looking at some of the topics you've got, and they really sound interesting. Everything from Al Capone and the Cubs to a backstory on It's a Wonderful Life. What's your favorite coming up?
I'm really excited about It's a Wonderful Life, because what it is sort of these little vignettes of backstories about the props and the actors and just certain different scenarios and anecdotes that happen behind the scenes, because people like us have seen that movie 50 times, and mm-hmm. And I think you'll be able to watch it in a very different way and learn a lot about history through that movie.
Hey, just in time for the holiday season. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
And the Al Capone stories, now, you've done them, everybody's done them,
I know.
Somehow you have found a take on Capone that is going to be very interesting. Tell us about it.
I don't find them, they find me.
Good.
So this is a story about the Secret Six, which, you know, some Chicago historians will be somewhat familiar with, but we found a guy with a personal connection, and what this was, you know, people think it was a St. Valentine's Day massacre that turned things around, but it really was the assassination attempt of a civilian. And that's how the ball gets rolling. And the civic leaders got together anonymously, and they wielded their money and political power, and they were the ones that developed this strategy to take down Capone. And Capone actually tried to, well, he did, he met with them and allowed them to leave.
Nice of him.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a picture recently, and I had seen it years ago, but I just came across it again, of Al Capone at a Cubs game. And you know, every once in a while you see photos of this guy, and how can I say, in very non-hoodlum surroundings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was all public relations, and there are these like Capone fans who, I don't just tell all the good things that Capone did. And I say, like, what? Like the soup he stole? Or the chefs he beat up to get the free stuff to get to the poor? Come on.
The people he allowed to live?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got a story about the Cubs and a forgotten Cubs legend.
Yeah, and every time something like this comes up, I'm not a Chicago native, so I walk around the newsroom and say, have you ever heard of Charlie Murphy? And, you know, nobody really knew who this guy was, and he is the guy that turned around the Cubs franchise, at least for a while, a century ago. And he was sort of like the George Steinbrenner of the early 20th century. So that gives you a glimpse into where that story is going. And there's a reason why he is very forgotten. And we talk about his attempt to restore his legacy. And it's a very interesting behind-the-scenes story in the messy side of early 20th century baseball.
Yeah, we hear a lot about the Wrigleys, and we know about that, but not Murphy.
Right.
Yeah, that's incredible. You mentioned that the stories find you. Are viewers sending you topics?
They are. And in fact, is one of the stories is the worst maritime disaster in American history that I'm pretty sure the vast majority of your listeners will never have heard of. And why don't we know about this story? Well, there's a reason why we don't know about this story. And this guy approached me. He had discovered that his ancestor was on that ship and was one of the few who survived. He learned about it as he was a barber and he was cutting hair, and this Civil War guy came in and kind of told him about it. And so it's a really interesting story.
Backstory, there are some great stories all the time behind some of the most intriguing tales in history, culture, religion, and science from Chicago and beyond. Premiere of the new season Sunday night at 6:30 on WGN-TV, and then on every device or appliance known to man.
Yeah, it's on my microwave, I think.
Yes, yeah. You can see them eventually, but watch it first on WGN-TV Sunday night at 6:30. Well, congratulations on another what sounds like great season of Backstories, Larry.
Thanks, Bob. I always appreciate you allowing me to come in and talk about it. Thank you.
Well, I like having you on here. You're the next Star Media Employee of the Month, I'm told now. Because of all your extra work. And, right. Of course, you can watch Larry and Robin and company on the WGN-TV Morning News. A great broadcast. And let me tell you, I grew up watching Larry, so I know it's fantastic. Larry, be well, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.